Samsy and Josh. Back in a tick.
This is going to sound really bad because I've had my car for 9 years. My only disclaimer.
Looks every bit of it, by the way.
I've had a couple of run-ins over the last couple of years. The driving's okay. Things just keep springing out in front of me. Yeah. I mean, here I am minding my own business. Bam, pile.
Hard car. Well.
My only defense is I am the only one who drives that car. So it has always been in the position it's basically in.
Yep.
So yesterday I went to Janjuk Surf Beach in the morning, thought of for the morning off, some rays, slip, slop, slap, read my book, had a couple of dips. And then when I went back to the car park, I don't know if you do this, and I think because Mum used to do it growing up, it's kind of been ingrained in me. Before I start the car and take off, you open up the car door and just let it cool down for a minute.
Yeah, of course. Just let out the hot air. But like not the whole minute. I'll probably jump in pretty quick.
It's just to let the steering wheel cool down, especially if you haven't had a shade on it.
And also,
the seatbelt, because that will get you. That hurts if that's been in direct sunlight. So I went to flip the recliner back because I thought if I'm sitting here for a minute, let the car cool down, I'm just going to rest a bit. And so had phone in my left hand, sort of scrolling through Insta, and I went to reach down with my right to recline back. And I'm like, it's not moving. It's stuck. Looked down and I was flicking the wrong pulley tab.
Lever,
sure. My car has a lever to raise and lower the seat. Now, I knew there was the bar at the front that moved the seat forward and back.
Back, yep.
Which occasionally if I've had my car detailed, you know, I have to get in, they've pushed it all the way back.
Yep.
As the recliner one, I did not know that there was a lever to raise the seat. Now, I thought, wow, I've just discovered something about my car. Yeah, it's been 9 years. But, I mean, no one else has ever driven it. It's just been in the right position since I got in and bought it.
And now you can lift your seat higher.
I can totally see above the steering wheel. If I'm feeling like I just, you know, want to do lappies down at Eastern Beach, I can lower it and, you know, really look, set the scene. Yeah. Put it on Instagram thinking, hey, guys, just discovered this, got absolutely slammed. Welcome it to 2021. How did you not know this about your car? Every car has it. I was not aware of this.
What, every car, every modern car?
Pretty much every car since 2010.
Right, and there you go. And now, how do you feel as a person? Do you feel?
I feel pretty stupid that it's taken me 9 years to work this out.
At the end of the day, you can sit up higher, so. Yeah.
And look down upon you
exactly
all.
Exactly right. Samsy and Josh.
On K-Rock 955.
I'm sure many of us have worked in customer service. I know, Samsy, you have. Yep. I certainly have worked at Coles for 7 years of my life. And most of the time they say the customer's always right.
That's what we are told generally by the customer.
Yeah. Sometimes, though, you will get some interesting questions from customers. Mm. And people have shared their experiences online. Okay. These always just, you sort of just wonder who must have asked this question. For instance, if you return an item, you must present both the item and the receipt. You cannot get a refund without either of them. People apparently have tried to return an item but not actually bring the item into the store. We do not sell asbestos, nor can I order some for you.
Who is in what?
Who would have thought, you know what, that's a great insulator. Let's get some of that back. When water boils, it does indeed produce bubbles. If the water is bubbling once it reaches temperature, your kettle is in fact working for you. So someone's asked them, what's the deal with the water's bubbling in the kettle? This guy's obviously working in a hardware store.
Yeah.
Zip ties are not simply disposable handcuffs, so they can actually be used for other things. That's why we stock them. Oh, wow. That's incredible, isn't it?
And how do you keep a straight face in that position? Like,
surely
I do
you think
feel...
they're pranking you, don't you? You think that they're trolling. You'd be like,
waiting for Ashton Kutcher to pop out and
say pumped. Surely one of their mates is filming in the corner or something. This lady said she was serving a customer and said, why have you charged me twice for shipping? I've paid once. Surely that's enough. And she's like, okay, fine. Well, can I check your order and we can see? And got the order details. Okay. And when was the second order? 3 to 4 months ago. This is my favourite one, though. Hello, I've placed an order, paid with PayPal, but you still haven't sent my items. Okay, sir, well, it appears you haven't actually completed the transaction. We didn't get any money, but I've chosen to pay with PayPal. What do you mean? It's there, PayPal. Yes, you actually have to complete the transaction. We didn't get any money. Then what's the point of having PayPal if I have to pay with my own money? He thought that PayPal was the thing that, oh, that is just so good.
Oh, thanks, Boomer.
52232955. If you've ever worked in customer service, would love to hear from you. What was one of the questions that you've been asked by someone just that didn't even make sense why they were asking it?
Like a Captain Obvious question that the answer is there right in front of you, or maybe it was a request.
Yeah.
For something that your company doesn't even do. Carmen in Leopold, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What were you asked?
A customer came to me at the deli and asked me if I could wrap up her wallet and put a sticker on it. And I looked at her like puzzled. I said, why? And she said, because she didn't want to carry it around. And I thought, okay, I'll do that for you. So I wrapped it up in deli paper and I put a sticker on it. And as soon as I did that, she just tossed it into a trolley and went out about with her shopping.
Oh, that is weird. That is.
So she hiding it so it wasn't taken out of her trolley?
I would say so. So I would say, yeah, that she didn't want to worry about it, and it's just wrapped up. And I suppose when she goes to the register, she takes it all out and, okay, this is.
Yeah, that like seems like something you do at the airport just to wrap your luggage or something.
That's an odd request.
Michelle in Geelong, what was the dumb question you got?
You know how sometimes with your petrol gauge it gives you 50 k's left?
Yep. Yeah.
Like it'll come up, your fuel tank will come up and it'll be a petrol light and it'll say 50 k's left till empty.
Mm-hmm.
Had a customer ring and say, my petrol gauge is on and it's on 00. So does that mean I need petrol or do I still have 50 Ks?
Oh, no.
How did you respond?
Basically that she needed to get to a servo ASAP, yeah, otherwise she was going to conk out.
That is just, oh, wow. That is just.
It's a long walk to the servo.
I cannot believe that.
Melinda in East Geelong, what were you asked?
I was actually asked if I could warm up their sour cream when I served them some nachos.
Wow.
Apparently the sour cream was too cold. I'm assuming that they assumed that nachos are a hot meal, so I'm not sure if they expected, like, hot sour cream.
Yeah,
but,
what do they want? Put it to...
Yeah.
Who does that?
I mean,
does that mean they've had sour cream warm before?
Yeah, so they've put it... Because it would curdle. If you put it in the microwave, it's going to...
It's in the refrigerated section, you know? Like, it's... Well, I don't know where we are. Where we're
as
at
a
now.
Society.
I just don't know.
On K-Rock, 955.
In the last 24 hours, I have been inundated with facepalm emojis, people just sending a question mark, are you serious, after I did reveal yesterday that I have only just discovered that my car has a lever that allows your car seat to go up and down, not just forward
to
and back.
Like my car doesn't have that, and if you've never had that in your car, as if you're looking for it.
The only thing that really, in my opinion, that makes that story sad is that I've had that car for 9 years and I've only just discovered it. But when I first sat in it, it was at the right position.
Didn't have to adjust it. Why would you look again?
My arms were parallel to the steering wheel. They were comfortable.
Mm.
So there was no need to adjust the seat in height.
Then all of a sudden you found it.
It blew my mind.
Have you used it again?
Oh, I've been fiddling with it for the last couple of days. Now that I know it's there, I'm like, ooh, have I been living a lie this entire time? Maybe I haven't been in the perfect position. I've just assumed I'm in the perfect position. Maybe I've been depriving myself at the right visual landscape.
And that would explain all the scratches and dents in your car, that's for sure. You might have seen those pylons that were moving.
Look, it was a discovery that blew my mind when I was at Janjuk on Sunday. And when I did share it, most people go, but seriously, where have you been? Because how could you not know that it's there on your car. But I did put it to you, and I want to ask you, because this is a safe space. I'm not one to judge. I only discovered my car seat goes up and down after 9 years. But have you only just learnt something? Because, you know, at any age you should continue learning, but sometimes the most innocent and most innocuous things are the most surprising.
Yeah, you stumble across them all the time when people share them on the internet too. You're like, wow, I didn't know that.
A friend of the show, Sarah, did send a message saying, toasters have a crumb tray that slides out. You don't need to shake it upside down.
Yeah, that's funny because I remember discovering that as well when I was at uni. Like, I had no idea about the crumb tray. Mum and Dad had been emptying it the whole time.
Yeah.
And then so you're like, why is there so much of a build-up? And all of a sudden, yep, now it's there. What have you only just discovered? This is off the back of you, Stampsy, only discovering that you've got the up and down on your seats. And I can tell you, I said, I haven't got it. I said with confidence, I haven't got it.
No.
And Mum's just texting me saying you do have up and down. So I've just learned that as well about my car. So that's what you get on this show. Absolute clarity.
That is the best. Thank you, Mama Jeans. I do have to share this one from Jennifer on the Facebook page, that nappies have a yellow-blue line on them to show if they're wet or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've worked in childcare for the last 2 years.
That's pretty bad. That is pretty bad. 52232955. What have you only just discovered? Tracy in Wyndham Vale. What was it for you?
I have body custard of Scent Lab. I have body custard, hand face lotions, body mist, lip balms and scrubs, etc. 328 products in total. One is including my tattoo.
You've got a tattoo of body scent.
Yep. I've got a bath bomb, but it's got more to add to it. And Adam Karen, the owner of Scent Lab, had approved my husband to get me Scent Lab plates for my car.
And so you've discovered you've got an addiction to Scent Lab.
Yep, addiction to Scent Lab. It's only been since March last year during lockdown.
First lockdown. I mean, it's relevant for this topic. And also, what have you
got a lot of
that we spoke about earlier? Jack in Grovedale. What have you only just learned?
Buffalo wings.
What about them?
So I was under the impression that it was actually, I don't know, I had in my mind that it was a Texas thing. And in my mind, I was thinking, oh, yeah, that'd be awesome to be able to try buffalo wings one day. And then it was brought to my knowledge that it's actually made of chicken, not made of buffalo.
Oh.
You are the elusive one. I have always heard about the person who thought buffalo wings were buffalo, and that is you. Did you bite into it and think to yourself, geez, this tastes a lot like chicken?
Well, yes. it's quite funny because, like, I was actually being serious when they actually said to me, it's actually not buffalo. You realise that? I'm like, then why call it buffalo wings if it's made of chicken?
Oh, wow. That is absolutely brilliant. That is just...
But I think we can all agree, they're delicious no matter what they're made
100%,
of.
100%, no matter
what. Marina, in Batto, you discovered something in 2018.
Yes, I discovered the capsicums with four pumps on the bottom are female and have seeds, and the capsicums with three pumps on the bottom are male. So I have an Indian redneck who loves capsicum seeds, and I was forever getting what I thought was dud capsicums.
Yeah.
So someone said, no, just get the one with the four pumps and you'll always get seeds. And lo and behold,
wow,
I haven't failed.
I can tell you that Josh and I are both standing here. We are today years old, learning that our jaws have dropped. We did not know that. Wow.
So, yeah. So for all those parrot owners out there.
Yeah.
Nice little
fun fact you've dished out for us in the departure lounge there.
On K-Rock 955.
So I don't know about you, but are you a collector? Is there anything that you seem to have a lot of in your life?
Yeah, James Patterson books.
Oh, you've got the whole set, don't you?
And I didn't
realize,
except
for one?
I lost a couple when I lent them out when I was still working and living in Launceston, and can't even find the chick on Facebook and say, oi, give me my books back. But you know when I went back to Melbourne over my break and I said I picked up the last of my stuff from Mum and Dad's?
Yeah.
I picked up the TV and I picked up some clear tubs.
Yeah. So
it was four clear tubs. Three of those were James Patterson books alongside the books that I already had.
So you got double ups now?
No.
How many books has this guy written?
A lot. I would probably have...
Branch out, Stancy. Maybe check out J.K. Rowling.
I reckon at least over, I'm going to say possibly over 120. or 100 wow. books of James Patterson.
That'll look good on your shelf, though.
Yeah.
That's the kind of cool thing. Are they all the same size as well?
No, like they are different. Wise. No.
Oh, that's annoying.
No, some are
so it doesn't
smaller.
Line up nicely. No.
Nah, and I do want to actually put them because he writes different series, so they're all actually
well,
in different
all right,
orders.
Then. Yeah, a little bit different. So people have shared some of the things that they've collected and got a whole lot of. Fragrances. Someone says they've got about 90.
Wow.
So that's like your aftershaves or perfumes. That seems like a lot to have.
You can get some good specials at Chemist Warehouse though around Christmas
but
time.
But do you need 90 different scents?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought so.
Like, you know, what are you sort of changing as you go? You're like, oh, maybe this is more of a summer day. Or
we definitely didn't have that many days out last year. We weren't, unless you're wearing them around the house.
No. Pinball machines, one guy has over 100. So I don't know how you'd even fit. You'd have to have a dedicated shed.
That's like some serious coin
like
too.
Like a four-bay shed that you've just got them all lined up. I can sort of see the like collector's item in that because they'll probably go up in value.
One of the most expensive ones, and now I'm not sure if I'm making this up, was an AC/DC one.
Potentially. I don't know. I can't tell you too much about the history of the pinball machine, but I'll take your word for it. Salt and pepper shakers. She said, I don't even know how I got into collecting them, but I've got different ones like cows, sugar skulls, goats, you name it, I've got a salt and pepper for it. Records, I can see the appeal, like people that collected records, someone having over 2,000, which just...
And you'd do that
you're
for the love of
them,
the vinyl.
Yeah, you would be, wouldn't you? Because you're not flipping those, are you?
But the sound quality on a vinyl is so much better.
You sound like a hipster. I'm sort of hoping, like, because they've obviously gotten expensive again. Dad's got a lot of DVDs and Blu-rays, which are, like, you know, basically worthless now because everyone streams everything.
Yeah.
You know, everything's downloaded. You can just, you know, even if you've got Amazon Prime, you can buy a movie. You rent it from there.
Yeah, true.
You know, so hopefully they come back in fashion because I think he would have, like, hundreds of them, that we could sell eventually.
Yeah.
52232955. What do you have an insane amount of? What do you have a lot of? What have you just sort of collected over the journey and you've got, you know, maybe pairs of shoes?
And it's not necessarily a collecting thing. You've just love it and you just keep adding to it.
You know, you got a lot of plants, you got a lot of succulents. You know, it's up to you. Let us know about it. 52232955. Tracy in Cario, what have you got a lot of?
Knickers.
I was not expecting that. Wow. How many?
111.
That's quite a precise number.
Yeah.
How have you worked that out?
Oh, I cleaned my knicker drawer on Sunday and, yes, I threw weight out and I've still got 111.
Oh, so these are like a new, like you're very efficient with it.
Yeah.
Very, yes.
Well, you'll never get caught short, Tracy. You will
never will.
You never get to washing day going, oh, I'm going to have to wash today.
No.
Or otherwise I'm going commando.
You could go for ages, couldn't you? That's like...
That's 3 months worth.
Absolutely it is.
Michael, in North Geelong, what have you got an insane amount of?
T-shirts.
How many?
Last count was probably 140, but at one stage I had 230.
230. Like what? Like are they like just quirky different T-shirts, or are they just your plain whites and blacks?
No, just anything really. I sort of just went through a stage where if I was at say Kmart or Billabong or something, I'd just buy a T-shirt.
Yeah, right.
And traveling as well.
Yeah.
Buy a shirt when I was traveling, and also got 22 Geelong Guernseys.
22. Wow.
You've got one for every home and away match throughout the season.
Every player in the field.
Pretty much, yeah.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Wow.
I mean, to me, that just sounds like Michael wants to save on washing.
Yeah, very clever indeed. Vanessa in Norlane, what have you got a lot of?
Cookbooks.
Oh, okay.
How many?
Probably over 200 and maybe more because I've got them stashed around the house.
So can I ask, have you actually used all these cookbooks, or is it just like I like them, I like looking at them, and they look nice in the kitchen?
I've probably maybe used one.
You've used one?
I like all the pretty pictures. I'm thinking, I'll make that. I never get around to it.
Oh, wow.
See, that reminds me of Mum with the Teapot. You've made one passing comment about I'd really like a cookbook. Bang, everybody's buying
like
you
the
a
pictures.
Cookbook.
Yeah.
I've taken to buying Kindle versions now, so no one can see what I bought.
Oh, that is absolutely brilliant.
And Kelsey in Newtown, what have you got an insane amount of?
I have 28 Scent Lab candles.
Oh my, that's a bit of money, isn't it? I don't know a lot about candles, but that sounds expensive.
Scent Lab, the local ones too, they're a beautiful candle. Where are you putting them all? Are you lighting them all?
No, so I don't light them all. I've been probably buying them since the first lockdown in about March, April last year.
Yeah.
And now the working from home is that I can burn one, you know, kind of like one a day. It's really good for stress.
Yeah.
On K-Rock, 955.
Basically, a lady shared a video to Reddit just showing how her husband eats pizza. Everyone's outraged about it. So what he does is, as soon as the pizza gets delivered, he'll take a slice out, because obviously it's hot. He'll run the piece of pizza under the tap of cold water.
What?
And then he eats it. Yeah, that's pretty low. That's weird.
I know this is a non-judgy space, but if I were her, pack your bags and leave. I mean, I could not tolerate that.
That's what a lot of people said. get out of the house now. Your husband is a serial killer. I'm calling the police.
It is a crime. It's a food crime.
Major red flags. Don't breed. His bloodline must end.
Okay, that is going pretty quickly.
Well, to be fair, it's a pretty bad thing.
Like, most people want their pizza piping hot when it arrives. Sure, you're not going to scoff it and burn
your mouth. Or just wait.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of the pizza. I mean, drenching it in water.
It's going to make it soggy.
Soggy, yeah. Just to get rid of all the flavour.
Did he think this was a great idea? You know what I need to do to make this pizza more edible quickly? I need to run it under
just
the cold tap.
Weird.
Yes.
52232955. Dob in your partner or your, you know, whoever, and what food crime do they commit? I mean, that's a pretty big one. I doubt that there's anyone around Geelong the surf coast that would ever wash their pizza before eating it.
Well, it could be what they do. It also could be what they eat, maybe how they eat things together, or maybe just when you first said there was a crime against pizza, I just thought of Seinfeld and eating it with a knife and fork.
No, like, and that's pretty weird too.
Yeah.
You know, I've had to end friendships based off that. But like, I know a guy that used to put tomato sauce in his buttered chicken, and I thought that to me was the pinnacle of all food crimes. What's the point? You're putting sauce in sauce.
Yeah,
which is already a tomato sauce like base anyway. Tanisha and Point Cook, who are you dubbing in? What's the food crime?
I'm dubbing in my partner, Darren. Oh. We call him Boss. And he eats the most horrific combinations of foods ever.
You called him a weirdo. So what makes him a weirdo?
Well, in our house with him, there's no use-by dates. Nothing has a use-by date. That's just a recommended date for him.
Yep.
And the kids don't want him to cook. They always ask me to cook.
Yeah.
But the weirdest thing that he ate probably just in the past week was satay chicken with corn, anchovies and black olives.
Oh, wow.
Satay chicken,
that's normal. Corn, that's all right. And then anchovies and olives is just...
That's really salty.
Yeah.
Just as an added extra, just like lunch for work will be a Dorito sandwich with hot sauce and cheese.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, that doesn't sound too bad. The Dorito sandwich.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a chip sandwich.
Yeah, but that dinner, definitely don't want to be cooking that. This is annoying. My screen's not working.
There we go.
Shane, in Leopold, you're dubbing in your brother.
Yep, I am.
What's he do?
He puts barbecue sauce on everything.
Oh, so every meal, no matter if it's hot or cold?
Yeah, even curry chicken.
Oh, really? No way.
Yep. Oh, well, that is definitely a food crime. How old's your brother?
He is kind.
9? Mm. Yeah, well, you did the right thing, Shane, in dubbing him in, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Jesse, in Cario, you're a brave man. You're dubbing yourself in.
Yeah, I've got to. I've got to do this one because I started on a craze with the kids, so I have to dub myself in.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your food craze?
And the remnants of cereals.
Yeah.
So the last bits of it, mix it all together.
So, like, you know, you're talking about your Cocoa Pops mixed with, like...
Cocoa Pops, Rice Bubbles, Nutri-Grain, Fruit Loops, whatever's left out of the drips and drabs out of the boxes.
Oh. So, is that like a once a month thing, or...?
No, just whatever's left of the thing, out of it. Unfortunately, as a result, my little boy's starting it off, and, yeah, he's now, well, I want this with this. So, latest craze is Nutella with... the sprinkles, but like the cake topper little, like, balls.
Oh,
it sounds like you're just making sure the cupboards are bare before you go food shopping again.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
The money you
wow,
save.
That's,
I don't know about the cross pollination though of cereals. Some might work.
Nutella and sprinkles didn't sound too bad. I feel like that's a new sandwich for lunch. Kyle in St. Albans Park. Who are you dobbing in? What's the food crime?
My partner, Daniel.
Okay, what's he done?
He loves to put tomato sauce on everything, and I have my macaroni and cheese that I make, which is tomato soup based, and he puts tomato sauce on top of it.
Do you feel insulted when he does that?
I do, every time. And me being a chef, it's even worse.
Oh,
nice. On K-Rock, 955.
Tall people, the super tall, are complaining about it.
What are we calling super tall? Over 6'2", over 6'3"?
I'd say Well, these are just people that are complaining about it. They're claiming themselves that they're too tall. These are just issues that they have in day-to-day life.
Okay.
I'd say 6'5 and above is pretty tall.
It's pretty tall. Yeah. How tall are you?
6'1.
Which is...
I'd love to be 6'3. Like, that'd be a great height.
What's ideal about 6'3 as a man?
I don't know. My brother's 6'3. And I just feel like I look up at him sometimes and I think, yeah, you know what? That's a good height to be at. You walk into the room, you're not too tall that everyone's like, oh, my God, I want to ask about it. But you're sort of like just a good height that you're a bit taller than everyone
insight.
Else.
Right, okay.
Yeah, how tall are you?
Nudging 5'6", but let's be honest, I'm probably more 5'5".
Would you rather be taller?
No, I think I'm the right height because I'd want to date a guy who's taller than me.
You got a lot of inches to work with there.
I've got a good buffer.
All right. Well, anyway, they've talked about some of the issues that they face being a super tall person. Mm. Obviously, leg room's a big one on flights.
Yeah. You'd want the emergency row.
Yeah. Sometimes on public transports, including trains, that their head's actually hitting the top of the roof of the train. So they can't, if they're not sitting down, they're like literally touching the top.
Surely not the V line from. Geelong to Werribee, the Sydney
not.
Rail, maybe.
But if you're 6'11", you got to think about how far down you got to duck to get under the thingo.
Under the door, yeah, true.
One guy shared a photo of, he's actually got like business cards made up. These are some of the frequently asked questions he gets. So it says, yes, I am tall. 6'10", no, I don't play basketball, I play volleyball. Yes, seeing the tops of everyone's heads is weird. Yes, the weather is nice up here. This has been a great conversation. Isn't that brilliant?
That is cool. That's cool.
5223295 If you are a tall person, what's so hard about it? You know, I feel like it'd be a great advantage in life, being tall.
There would be some serious first world problem struggles that we are not aware of, but they could hinder your day or just be an annoyance.
I mean, yeah, surely getting through doors is, you know, maybe a little bit hard, but surely the benefits outweigh the negatives, you'd think.
I reckon the annoying question of, do you play basketball? I reckon that would be...
Also getting stared at when you're at a bar. Because I used to stare at blokes like, I was like, that guy's giant. And then I'd tap my mane and go, look how tall that guy is.
How
jeez,
about
you're tall.
The size of people if you're at a concert and the people behind you thinking, I've got to stand behind that.
5223295 Dave and Lara, what's the hard thing about being tall?
G'day, guys. How you doing?
You're doing all right.
Probably the hardest thing about being tall is when you're walking down the street or just going for a walk wherever, you walk through all the spider webs that short people don't get. So, yeah, it's good fun.
So they're able to limbo under it, basically, and you're copping it to the face. How tall are you?
6'1", so not massive. But, I think the spiders set you up. They're like, 6 foot mark, we'll go higher than that. And,
I did see a thing, like, because I hate walking to spider webs too. I always think it's, like, you know, the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
But someone said that you should imagine that you've entered in a race and you've just crossed the ribbon first. So there you go.
Yeah.
There you go, Dave.
I would think you just go into a karate mode, you know, because that invisible...
No, you're flicking it off, hoping that the spider's not still on the web. Harley and Lara, what's the hard thing about being tall?
Hey, guys, the hard thing about being tall is getting low stuff in the
on the low shelf in the supermarket, all that kind of stuff.
The bending down. Yeah. And do you often, well, in the supermarket, do you often then get asked to get things from a higher shelf?
Certainly do, yep.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
But do you ever ask someone
No one wants to help.
Yeah. Do you ever ask someone to help you out?
Nah. It's all right.
They must think you're like, what's this guy doing? That's for sure. Carrie Rock, what's the hardest thing about being tall?
Having a bath.
Having a bath? Oh,
didn't even think of that. What height are you working with?
Just under 6'5".
Yeah. That's tall.
I don't think the manufacturers of baths are necessarily expecting your frame to get
And then you've got the shower.
Yeah, you're past the head of the shower, aren't you? Really?
Yeah, I'm lucky if I get a shower taller than my shoulders. So,
but are the upsides better? Like, you know, but would you rather be tall?
Look, there are upsides to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, at least you can see, you know, people in front of you. If you, you know, like as a parent, like at least you can see where your kids are and that. So you're not having to look like looking past everyone. Yeah. And you go, oh, yeah, they're just over there on the next aisle or wherever.
The next aisle. How tall is 6'5"? That's amazing. On K-Rock,
955. My eldest nephew, Josh, is 12, and he's preparing to go back to mainstream school this year because next year he'll be in high school.
Ooh. How nerve-wracking on both accounts. Going
for his
back
parents,
into
how old he's now getting, and going back to sitting in a classroom because he has been homeschooled for the last few years alongside his brothers makes me feel old as an auntie as well, knowing that I'm going to have a high school nephew.
Oh, jeez. And then you've still stayed the same age during his whole schooling career. I mean, it's amazing.
I don't look a day over the day he was born. Absolutely. It's remarkable, really. I hope he has my genes. But as an auntie, I feel like at this point in his life, because he's making the preparations as well as getting all the school necessities and supplies. And Ash, his mum is...
Connect to I feel like they're a big one on back to school day.
I mean, if you want to be the cool kid, let's be honest, you've got to have the supplies. But I feel like as the auntie, I've got to step up and ensure that he's schooled before he can go back to school.
Right, okay. Like life schooling, you mean?
Yeah, things he should
really
know.
Listen to you about actual
I come with
schooling.
A wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, but not like in a classroom. I wouldn't say... Your textbook.
What do you think? The street smarts, you know, just bring the how-to.
Well,
I'll
find out in a second. I'll let
okay,
you know
a lot of
this.
My references do have to do with the fact of school was the 90s, but okay. I'm sure it's still relevant today.
Absolutely.
Like, going into grade six, he needs to be introduced to BTN, Behind the News. We used to watch that every week in grade six, and then we'd have to write a report about it. They still run it today. It's on ABC.
Really?
Yeah, ABC Kids. I'm going to have to teach him how to play handball because what else do you do at recess and lunch?
Before school? Oh, brilliant.
When you're waiting for the bell to go off and then you've got to race back to the classroom. Got to teach him three blind mice on the recorder. He has not touched a recorder since prep.
I feel like anyone that blows into a recorder sounds like close enough to three blind mice. You know, it's not really... the best instrument.
I mean, we're going to have to go shopping. He's going to need those pencil grips that you used to put on the end of your grey lids so you didn't get calluses.
Oh, no. Let him get one of them. You're shocking advice. Don't make him a target.
Well, what about a piping hot pencil case?
Well, that's all right, but getting things on so you don't get blisters on your fingers is, I mean, jeez.
I just need to make sure that health safety, his hands are looked after. They're very delicate.
That makes a lot of sense if you did, especially in year 12. I mean,
in the classroom, he's going to need to know about never eating soggy Weet-Bix.
Oh, that's, yep.
How to write boobies on calculators.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, important, especially as a 12-year-old boy. The 3DS, you know, the six vertical lines and you join them together?
Yeah, you can make a chain.
Right?
Yeah, it was good.
Because his surname starts and ends with S. He needs to know that.
Absolutely.
But I think most importantly, there's two life lessons he needs to know going back into mainstream school. Firstly, all decisions should be made with a chatterbox. Piece of paper that used to fold and it's got the colours on the outside and numbers on the inside. They are the original tarot card. That's how all decisions were made.
Better than an 8-ball, I reckon.
More reliable.
Absolutely.
And finally, if a van rocks up, nothing sus, they just want to check your teeth. It's the dental van.
Righto. On K-Rock, 955.
Hashtag science. Hashtag research. It has been confirmed. Choice expert Ashley Eardale. The one part.
Oh, yeah. I know him well.
Mate.
Yeah.
He has settled the fierce debate, and I'm talking about the one on stacking the dishwasher, specifically on cutlery. There is an exact science. There is a correct answer to which way the cutlery goes into the basket.
Now, before you reveal what that is, what's your way of doing it? Because you've spoken about it a few times on this show.
Forks, spoons, up or down?
Yep.
Knives, down.
Okay, yep.
Pointy end facing the bottom of the dishwasher. And the answer is I am doing it correctly.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Ashley, or this expert, Ashley Eardale, has... I don't know why I keep going to say surname.
Yep.
Has said, yes, there are valid arguments for having your cutlery facing up. However, the answer, the correct answer is down. One, because of safety, because when you go to reach in or you go to unstack
Makes
it.
Makes sense.
But also, too, fewer smudges and germs that go on the clean cutlery because you're going to grab it from the top. Well, if you've got the handles facing up, especially in the current climate we're in, it's probably more hygienic to ensure that they're in. And I didn't even think of that. Even with forks and spoons, to have them facing down.
Yeah. Because this is a problem in your household, isn't it?
I have said that I'm very fortunate. I'm very blessed with the housemate I have. But the one area we don't seem to agree on is the way the dishwasher is stacked.
Okay.
So what better opportunity than to air it out right now? Hey, Braden.
Hey, Lee. How you going?
The dishwasher for us. I'm not going to say I'm on a contention, but you and I have very different ways of stacking the dishwasher.
Yes, and from what you've said, I like to stack up everything, the spoon, the knives, the sharp knives, everything stacked up for the pure reason so they get clean.
But are you concerned for your safety, Braden? Because when they're pointing up, you could take out a finger.
Well, now that it's been brought to my attention a couple of months ago when I heard you talking about it.
Yeah.
I've changed my ways. And I can see your point of the safety issue. I do acknowledge that. But they don't get clean all the time still.
Braden, can I just say, Stampsy just uses this to air her dirty laundry all the time, this show. And, like, there's been, obviously, she has a go at you for stacking the dishwasher. You don't do that right. Apparently, you yell at Google to set timers all the time. How is she as a housemate, though?
Hey, this is not where the conversation is going.
I just feel like this is your chance to just say, you know what, Stampsy, stop leaving your undies on the floor or something. I don't know. What is...
Well, I didn't think I'd get this opportunity, but I don't know if she's aware there's a Dyson vacuum cleaner in the laundry, if I have to be honest. I've never seen her on the Dyson.
Oh, wow. That is brilliant.
I do know there is
we could do a weekly thing, Braden. You can come on here. We can just, you know, a bit of mediation between the two of you just to make sure that you stay together.
I hear what you're saying, Braden, and I acknowledge that when we don't have the cleaner in, I will rediscover the vacuum as long as you start putting the plates on the bottom rack of the dishwasher.
Yes, I'm not good at packing the dishwasher
at all. That's right. We can't do a compromise. Brian's going to work on his second of the dishwasher. You're going to actually clean, you know? Use the vacuum cleaner.
On K-Rock, 955.
Extremely uncomfortable and hurty moment for Ash Williams on I'm a Celebrity last night. Now, they do face some of the fiercest and, well, at least deadliest creatures in Australia. And by that, I mean they're obviously safe creatures, but, you know, they're in a jungle. Well,
someone got bitten by a snake the other night.
Yeah, Tony Perrin.
Yeah.
She got done 5 times by a snake.
It's incredible.
Like the taste of Tony Perrin. Ash Williams, unfortunately, after feeling like something was in his pants, took a look down and, to his horror, found a tick extremely close to his genitals.
No, it's just to the left, but he needs to be quick. He's getting burrowing. What do I do?
He was freaking out.
No, he's getting deeper and deeper. Isn't that funny, Petty Fleur?
That was Grant Denyer who was running commentary on that as well. But it did. It actually started burrowing into his willy. And a medic needed to be called to extract the tick from his tackle.
You can't rip them off, can you? Or it depends on the tick, does it?
Yeah, I think it depends on the tick. because it's a leech that you put salt on it, but obviously you don't want to put salt down in that area.
Yeah. Interesting.
Extremely alarming. Well, it was not, I mean, it would be uncomfortable in the sense of you've got something foreign in that area.
Yeah, absolutely. In front of a lot of people too.
And delicately.
And TV.
Yeah. And the millions of viewers actually watching you looking down your pants and watching this tiny little creature that could do some serious damage. He is concerned about his health.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I guess the anxiety of having that so close to your privates, that would add to it. It would probably heighten the nervous energy around, well, it hurts or it's uncomfortable, but it could do some more serious
damage. Yeah, it could get infected. Who knows what it could do?
52232955. I have not been in this position, but what happened to your privates? Now, maybe you were bitten, maybe you were kicked. Jenny in Mount Dunedin, it was you. What happened?
Yeah, I used to be a gymnast and practicing the beam routine one day and landed with the beam between my legs.
Oh.
And the beam's not exactly a nice smooth surface either. So it was kind of like gravel rash all down my thighs on my way down.
Oh, jeez. Oh. That's painful. Oh.
I mean, it's one way to ensure that you do the flip or the rotation right the next time, but how long did it take to recover?
I had to take quite a break after that and just recover. I think it was probably a week or so off.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mentally, you need recovery too.
Exactly.
Ricky, it was your uncle.
Yeah, Mum was telling me a story about when my uncle and his brothers were wrestling when they were younger.
Yeah.
They basically swung my uncle and he hit the corner of the coffee table and basically cut it in half.
Oh, jeez. You can feel that one. A lot of blokes feel that one right now.
Now if he doesn't listen to us, we call him Uncle Hulk.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, there's only certain things you can joke about. Mick, in Werribee, it was a bloke you work with. What happened?
So we were travelling. It was an after work function. There was about five people travelling on the back of a trayback ute.
Mm.
And the bloke right in the back corner, as we went over the a bump in the road, unfortunately his leg splayed. One leg down the right-hand side of the ute, one leg down the back of the ute. So his block and tackle ended up on the tray.
Oh,
really nasty.
Oh, that's brutal.
I just don't know why we're doing this anymore.
Colleen in Norlane, it was your nephew when he was about two. What happened?
Well, I was in the kitchen and I heard this one holy squeal. And I ran in and here he is walking with no nappy on and this little glow mesh purse clipped to the end of his private.
Oh, jeez. The poor and young when man.
When the story still comes, he's in his 40s now, and when the story comes up, he goes, "You're lying." And I said, "Now, over the last 30-something years," I said, "has my story ever changed one word?" He said, "No." I said, "Well, that means it's the truth."
Yeah.
And what name?
Make it up.
What name do you call him?
Percy.
Percy. Brilliant. Samsy and Josh.